I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend.
It's time for the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we bring in well-known people, musicians, writers, artists, and ask them questions about work and money and how those things have shaped their lives. Here's Marketplace producer Haley Hirschman with this week's guest.
My name is Roxane Gay. I'm the author of An Untamed State and Bad Feminist and forthcoming Difficult Women and Hunger.
In a next life, what would your career be?
In my next life, my career, kept woman. My next career would be an emergency room physician. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and I just love the idea of working with a lot of different kinds of patients and meeting a lot of different kinds of people. You know you'll never get bored working in an ER.
What is the hardest part about your job that nobody knows?
The hardest part about my job is having to go on television and having to do a lot of public events. I'm a writer because I don't like people. I'm a writer because I'm shy. I want to be behind the scenes. And I didn't realize that when a book takes off, you have to go in front of cameras. So that's the hardest part.
Has it been getting any easier?
Mm-mm. No. It has not necessarily been getting easier, but I am getting more used to it.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
Oh, the iPad Pro. I never use it, and it really is very, very big. And that's what she said. And it's just so large. And when I'm holding it, it barely fits in my hands. True story. It's not practical. I mean, sometimes you just need something to be just a normal size.
When did you realize that writing could be an actual career?
Oh, I don't know, but I'll let you know when I do find that out. I think in the past 5 years. I mean, I've always known it can be an actual career, but it was really, I think, about 5 years ago when I was 36 that I realized that you can cobble together a reasonably good life as a writer.
Do you remember the first time you got paid to write?
The first time I got paid to write was for an erotica anthology when I was in my 20s, and they paid $50. Now I just take those same stories and publish them in literary magazines.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started writing?
I wish I had been given advice on how to handle criticism and the kinds of, you know, when to respond, when not to respond, how to take the best of the criticism and, you know, how to discard those things that aren't really going to make you into a better writer. You know, just advice on how to handle criticism.
How do you think you handled criticism when you first started?
Not very well. I handle it the same way now. You are trash and you don't deserve to exist. Now, when I first started out, I took it really personally, of course, because writing is oftentimes personal. And the deeper I've gone into my career, I still take it personally, but I have learned and I continue to learn how to really hear what's valuable in that criticism so that I can become a better writer and thinker. And I've also learned which pieces of criticism are not so much about me, but about the person who wrote the criticism, and knowing when to just make that distinction and ignore what that person has to say.
Do you think that you're pretty good at giving criticism?
I'm very good at it. No, I teach, and I teach creative writing, and so you have to learn how to give criticism, and I do think I do it well, because with a background in teaching, I try to remember anyway, that you want to make someone better. You don't want to tear them down, and so I try to be supportive while also being very frank, because I don't think it's bad to hold someone's hand, but I do think it's bad when you make them think that they are perfect or that they can't improve, or when you sugarcoat criticism. And so I try to be frank, but also kind.
Look out for Roxane's new book, Difficult Women, in January.